Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's been a little while, about a month and a half, but I'm still here. The PVG team is still kicking, and we're locked and loaded for a brand new episode. Reason why we haven't really been putting out content is we've been trying to branch out to other platforms, primarily X. So search Patriots vs. Globalists on X. You'll see the PVG logo. Give us a follow. Send us a message. DM us. Say hi. Happy to interact with you. But the reason I wanted to make this episode is right now, one of my favorite states in the entire union is having a huge, huge problem. Massive, massive, massive fires. You've seen the videos. Right now, actually, it's 4:15 a.m. on the last day of February, February 28th. And I'm sure that we're going to learn more about this Texas fire story as the days, hours, maybe even weeks go on. But I just wanted to do a first episode. And this is going to be a series because we're going to learn a lot more information as time develops. But I was talking to someone earlier today, and this whole Texas fire thing got me thinking. Got me thinking that a fire of this magnitude, I'm sure they've happened before in history, but it just seems a little bit too convenient, in my opinion. So I started doing some digging, and I dug back to the Maui fires, Maui, Hawaii. And what I found was truly, truly mind-boggling. So these fires that happened on August 8th to 11th of last summer were catastrophic. Over 100 plus deaths, around 2,200 buildings destroyed, missing people, 70 plus injuries, and a catastrophic cost of $5.5 billion. So it was massive. It was catastrophic. And you would think in today's day and age, you know, this isn't the 1930s anymore. This isn't the 1920s. This isn't frontier times. You would think that these fires would be able to be controlled. And certainly if there was some damage, it wouldn't be $5.5 billion worth of damage. Like, come on. So when the whole thing was going on, I was focusing on other content. I was moving across the country. So I never really did a deep dive into it. However, when doing research for this episode, I found out the truth. As you all know, listeners who have followed the show for, about the 2 years I've been doing this, know that the greatest goal of Patriots versus Globalists is to uncover truly reprehensible examples of globalist subversion and destruction from not just in our beloved United States, but all around the globe. We've talked about how they stole the 2020 election, denying President Trump his rightful second term. We talked about how they put federal agents in the January 6th protest, leaving so many brave and innocent men and women languishing in a third world style jail. We talked about how they created COVID, a bioweapon that killed millions, not to mention Disease X, which they may have planned. And the newest example of what we found here with these fires is another example of subversive and truly downright evil behavior. You see, there were a lot of rumors going around in Maui. What could it be? And one of the things that you kept hearing from different circles was that it was a direct energy weapon. In layman's terms, a big laser causing these fires. Now, you might think that's crazy. That's something out of science fiction. But if they could steal an election, if they could defy nature to create a bioweapon that killed millions, if these Jewish NGOs, Jewish charities, and Jewish organizations defy the natural order of God by sterilizing and mutilating children, it doesn't really seem that far-fetched. And in fact, I'm going to do a deep dive right now of how these weapons work. So there's a Substack here by someone named Edward Hendry. And when I was reading this, I connected all the dots and it made perfect sense. So first off, the main group that is developing these directed energy weapons is the United States Air Force and Research Laboratory. One of those exists in Maui, not 40 miles from the city of Lahaina, where these catastrophic fires took place. Now, what this place does, the Air Force Research Laboratory, I will call them the AFLR to save time, because I don't want this episode to go forever. Their mission statement and what they do is that they develop and transition technologies in four core technical competencies: laser systems, high-powered electromagnetics, weapons modeling and simulation, and directed energy and electro-optics for space superiority. So there it is. You literally have a research lab 40 miles away from the city where these fires took place that are developing these directed energy weapons. Now, my friends, is that a smoking gun or what? I mean, literally. Like I said before, there is an Air Force lab that develops these direct energy weapons 40 miles away from the city of Lahaina where these fires happened. Somebody who is mentally retarded could draw that connection. Someone with one eye, one ear, and the IQ of a goldfish. I could write all of this out in crayon on a napkin and they could make that connection. But my friends, there is more. There is more to this. According to the AFRL official YouTube channel, their work is summarized in this paragraph. There are two classes of directed energy weapons: high energy lasers and high powered microwave systems. And these systems give the Air Force the capability to engage targets at substantial ranges with precision and reduce collateral damage. In high-energy laser systems, rather than using a kinetic weapon like a bullet or a bomb, a laser beam creates an effect on a target. High-powered microwave systems transmit short, extremely high-power bursts of energy to create a wide range of effects on a target, often electronics. There it is, another smoking gun. By the time this is over, the entire infantry of the United States Army will have smoke rising to the sky with how blatant this is. When these fires happened, Mr. Hendry writes that when these attacks happened, if we're going to call it an attack, and if we call a spade for a spade, that the effect of these fires, there were trees with branches and foliage that remained unscathed by the fire, while surrounded by completely destroyed buildings. He writes, it's similar to how you could put a paper plate in a microwave without concern that it'll catch fire. But also noting that if you put foil in that same oven, microwave oven that is, it'll create a small fire. He also writes that the mainstream NJ news story that this was a massive fire. If you don't know what NJ is, I call the media NJ. N, a certain word describing certain groups, and J, another word describing a certain group. You guys are smart enough to figure it out. He says that this fire could not be possible due to the fact that surrounded by all this rubble and debris, there were still intact trees and plants. There's another one. There's another smoking gun. Like I said, all the guns in the world are going to be billowing smoke. You would think in a natural fire, right? Everything would just go up in flames. But if you're still not convinced, I will keep going. Now, there were two theories going around when these fires were first taking place last August in Hawaii. The first theory is, as we are proving right now, without a doubt, is correct. Score another one for this so-called, I put this in air quotes, conspiracy theorists. What is this? We're right for the millionth time? And that theory was that these fires in Maui were not natural. They were the result of a direct energy weapon. And like I just said, we are proving that they were right without a doubt. The second theory, to your average listener who's not familiar with the truly evil things that happen in the world, would seem a little bit more out there, but I'll tell it to you. That theory was that a cadre of millionaire and billionaire members of the globalist elite, mainly Oprah Winfrey, who have homes in Maui, were painting their homes blue to avoid exposure from these direct energy weapons. Now, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that I'm pretty sure that is not the case, based on the research that I've done. Now, if it was true, would I be surprised? No, because these people are sick. And it would make sense for, in this connected web of subversion, child trafficking, and evil, that they would all be on the same page. That your average plumber or doctor are going to have their homes and lives ruined, while the globalist elite smile as they've witnessed a genocide for their fellow man. But there's not enough, like I just said, there is not enough to fully put merit in that theory. However, there is a lot of merit with the color blue. Why the color blue? You may ask, because the laser of this direct energy weapon, it is a laser after all, the color of the laser is blue. If you've ever been in science class and you've done a science experiment where you point a laser at different balloons and the balloons don't pop unless you put the corresponding laser color to the color of the balloon, it's the same exact theory. But as we know, in much greater proportions. You see, when observing the wreckage and the rubble and the smoldering vestiges of buildings that took place after the fire, many structures were completely destroyed. But strangely, what was left in place were blue items. Mr. Hendry explains. Surrounded in the rubble, there were completely untouched blue t-shirts. In addition, a Tommy Bahama store in Maui that was completely burned and razed to the ground, the umbrellas in front of the store were completely untouched and looked like nothing had ever happened to them. Many other blue items were seen as well. Completely untouched, surrounded by the rubble and carnage of this so-called fire. What's also interesting is, as incompetent, disgusting, and destructive as this illegitimate Joe Biden administration has been, even they were particularly callous in regards to this massive tragedy that killed dozens and caused billions in damage. And we know this administration is illegitimate. We know this administration is the worst in the history of the United States. But it was suspiciously unprofessional and undignified, even for these LGBTQ loser clowns. In addition, when these fires were taking place, eyewitnesses revealed that police officers blocked traffic to prevent residents from fleeing the burning of the city. Why did they do that? Could it have been just simple incompetence? No. Mr. Hendry believes, and I believe as well, that they kept people consumed in this blaze in order to create as much death and destruction as possible. So there we have it. There we have it. This fire was not natural. It was a direct energy weaponized attack. More globalist evil by our illegitimate government. Now, what does Texas have to do with this, friends? Well, as most of you know, my friends, in January of 2021, after this illegitimate, embarrassing joke of a Joe Biden administration came into office after the stolen 2020 presidential election, crooked and senile Joe Biden signed many executive orders decimating President Trump's successful border measures. From stopping construction of the border wall, which President Trump built 450 plus miles, they said we're not going to build a single another foot, to ending Remain in Mexico, which would keep illegal immigrants in Mexico before their court hearing, to ending the migrant protecting protocols, the safe third country agreements, getting Mexico to put 20,000 troops on the border, and the list goes on. Since that day, a little over 3 years ago, our country has been invaded by the greatest border crisis in 250 plus years. Not just from Mexico and Venezuela, from all over the world. Homeless shelters are being filled. Hospitals are being filled. Schools are being filled. Illegal crime is rampant. Cities across the nation are having their social services being stretched beyond anything they've ever seen before. It is a calamity of the highest proportions. When you bring the third world into your country, without enough numbers in moderation to assimilate, you get a third world invasion, my friends, and that's what's happening. Now, many states have been trying to fight this illegitimate administration's goal of turning this once great Western country into a third world shithole. Florida has sent troops to the border. So has Utah. So has Alabama. So has Nebraska. But the main state that is fighting this illegal invasion is the great state of Texas. Now, say what you will about Governor Abbott. I know many of you don't like him because of how pro-Israel he is. But what is true is that Greg Abbott and the state of Texas have done more fighting this illegal border invasion than any other state in this union. Between constructing his own border wall, to putting troops in Eagle Pass, where Texas, where this border crisis is the worst of any place in this country, to refusing to uphold the Supreme Court's rule in favor of the Biden administration, which would flood even more illegals into this country. Governor Abbott has held strong and has protected his country. He has protected his citizens, he has protected his natural resources, and he has protected the sovereignty for every single Texan in his great state. Now, why do I bring this all up? As I said before, we talked about what happened to Lahaina, Hawaii. We talked about how they used this direct energy weapon to destroy a beautiful Hawaiian city, causing billions of dollars worth of damage and killing dozens. But what I haven't mentioned before, my friends, and this is big, we talked about the secretive Air Force lab where these direct energy weapons were developed in Hawaii, the AFLR lab. And there are two of them in this great country. But there's a second lab besides the one in Hawaii. There is one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, called the Kirtland Lab. And where is Albuquerque, my friends? Where is Albuquerque, New Mexico? Very close to Texas. For those that are listening that are not in the United States, not familiar with our geography, New Mexico is only one state away from the great state of Texas. It's a lab that does the same exact thing as what the Hawaiian lab did. And that is create direct energy weaponry. Now, what are we thinking here? What am I trying to bring together? Well, I'll tell you. These globalist pieces of shit in power, we know all about these Jewish migration NGOs. And we know that these genocidal neo-Bolshevik, power-hungry globalists will stop at nothing until the world looks as they want it in their image. And this is something I've said in so many different episodes. They desire a world where there is no culture, there is no national pride, there is no national sovereignty, there is no citizenship. All that remains for those of us that they don't kill off, whether it be from a famine or another bioweapon, where we live to serve them as serfs, where they rule over the remaining world as power-hungry, megalomaniacal philosopher kings, gleefully laughing at our demise. Now, what I think has happened is this. The great state of Texas has put a little kink in their plans for global domination. And in time, they responded, causing, we don't know how many deaths this fire will cause. But we know that 850,000 acres of farmland is now destroyed. The message has been sent. You get in our way, we will make you suffer. Now, you don't have to agree with everything that I've said here. You don't have to believe me. But I think we laid out the facts pretty convincingly. Now, friends, I will update this story with more information as we get it. I'm sure we will in the coming days. But as of now, my friends, I want you to all stay strong. Stay strong. Put God in faith and Jesus Christ number one, because they hate that more than anything. Stock up on everything that you need, whether it be ammunition, weapons, or food that could be stored and last a while, because you never know when those items may be needed. Take care of your families, take care of your friends, and share this with everybody that you know, because people need to know what's going on. And to my listeners in Texas, I know there's a great deal of you. I hope that all of you have avoided the fires and that you are safe, that your families are safe, that your friends are safe, and those who have been affected by this evil fire, this evil weapon of mass destruction, just know that I'm praying for you and I hope you can make it out safe. You see, friends, The more that people learn about what's truly going on, the stronger that we will be. And the stronger that we get, soon we will be united. We can take on this evil. We will be so powerful that these neo-Bolshevik monsters will go running. They will retreat. It is a tough battle, but I know that with community, faith, and family, we could win this together. And remember, my friends, we need to do everything in our power so we don't let the globalists win.